Blog Talk Radio.
Come on in. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. This is the time to try to get on in, get this prayer on. You hear this song. This song is strictly gospel. It's not classic rock of unholiness. This is a war song. This is our war song this morning. We need to get into our prayer closet. We need to get our prayer shawls out. We need to come on in and get with the throne of Christ and begin to break down the strongholds. This morning we're going to do a prayer about these mass shootings that's going on. We've got to figure out how to stop these mass shootings from going on. So this morning, come on in, come on in. People coming in, come on in, come on in. We got to get these mass shootings stopped. We've got to get these mass shootings on our home. Come on in. Come on in. I'm waiting on a few more people. Few more seconds. You gotta learn to be decent in order. Few more seconds. Come on in. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. God bless. God bless. God bless. If you can hear me, I'm going to unmute your line. Say amen if you can hear me. Can everyone out there hear me? Amen. 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 This morning, we're going to pray. We're going to take in some prayer requests. I want to pray for two of my very close people in my life. I want to pray for Mother Jane, for my aunt, my mom, my overseer, my spiritual guide. And I want to pray for my little sister, Sonia Gibbs, this morning. I want to keep them in prayer and ask God to keep our protective hedge over them as they go through and from their house. I want to ask God to keep a protective hedge over them as well. God bless. God bless. This morning, we're going to pray for the mass shooting that's going on. It has been really mad out there from Texas, Austin, Texas to Mississippi, from Mississippi to Florida. And it's not just one or two people dying. My God, it's mass people dying and getting hurt. 14 got shot, two critically injured. Oh, my God. A husband killed his three-year-old and his wife. My God, my God. And it's just all over the news. You just see mass shooting. People are now picking up guns, and they don't care who they kill. They're just killing everybody and anybody. My God, my God. We're going to pray against that spirit of destruction with these guns this morning. This morning, we're going to pray against the destruction of these jobs, these people going on their jobs and killing each other this morning. I even looking right now at a 15-year-old who had an AR-15. You know, come on, my goodness. These teens are getting these guns, and we're going to rebuke that spirit this morning. We're going to cry out and tell the Lord that we need that spirit rebuked. We need that spirit relived. We need that spirit to put a halt to all of these guns and mass shootings this morning. My God, my God, my God. We need the Lord to come in and just swipe the earth clean of all of these ARs and these military guns and these handguns and these semi-automatic guns. We need the Lord to come in because we are not responsible enough as adults to come in and do the right thing with these guns. These guns are the type of guns that...
Hello?
Had a gun, and he decided that he was going to rob somebody, but in the spirit of robbing, he decided to put the gun down. That's what I want the Lord to do. Every time a young man or young woman picks up a gun, I want the Lord to convict that spirit. I want the Lord to condemn that spirit so that they will put these guns down and stop doing these mass shootings. My God, I was looking at the situation where there were 14 people at a club one night this past couple of weeks in Florida, and someone did a drive-by, and they said that two of the victims had gotten shot. I was looking at this incident where there was a birthday party, a three-year-old birthday party, and someone came in with the gun and started shooting, and the three-year-old got hurt at their own birthday party. What is going on? We got to rebuke that spirit of mass shooting. We got to rebuke that spirit. My God, we got to come in agreement one to each other, asking the Lord to come in and stop these mass shootings, because these shootings are every day. These shootings are every minute. These shootings are happening every second. My Lord, so we ask that you come on in, Father God, and we ask that you rebuke these shootings, Father God. We ask that you put a halt on these shootings right now, Father God, because too many people are dying. My Father, too many people are suffering at the hands of a gun, and these guns do not give a spirit, but they take the spirit away from individuals. They take a soul each time someone is killed. So we ask the Lord to come in this morning, and we ask the Lord to please rebuke the spirit of killing. Please rebuke the spirit of these guns. Please remove them out of the individual hands who's not responsible. Please remove them out of the individual hands who's in a rage. Please remove them out of the individual hand who has a mental disorder, because these guns are killing people left and right. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. This morning I asked the Father to come on in and touch Pastor Camilla and her family right now, Father God. I asked the Lord to come in and give them what they need, not more than enough, but just enough that they can have an overflow. We speak an overflow on Mother James this morning. We speak an overflow on Sonia Gibbs this morning. We speak an overflow on Sister D and her mother this morning. As a matter of fact, we speak an overflow on every each person on this line this morning. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, we thank you. I ask you, Father God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they can barely receive. Let their pockets be running over, Father God. Let them have more than enough to help others right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you speak a blessing over Bishop Alexander and the chaplaincy, and over Pastor and over Chaplain Scaper this morning. Let the chaplaincy department go out to the highways and the byways and mourn and help with those that's mourning the loss of these handguns. Father God, I ask that you come in right now. I see an individual right now, Father God, they're getting ready to have knee surgery right now, Father God, and they're questioning this knee surgery. Father God, I ask that you go into that hospital room right now, Father God, and I ask that you touch that knee right now. Let the doctor see that that knee has been healed before there is a scalpel put to that knee right now. As a matter of fact, I see that knee being the left knee, and it's got an ice pack on it right now, Father God. Father God, I see someone who's hurting with a back pain right now, Father God, and they have a slipped disc in their back. Father God, I ask that you put that disc back to where it's supposed to be, Father God. Let no surgery come on that slipped disc right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young man right now. He is depending on his parents to help him get through school. He has skipped school all year, and he doesn't know how he's going to make it to the next grade. Father God, let him know that you are with him and that he will not be called a dumb child, but he will have to line up his ways and his attitude with your word, Father God. Father God, I see right now a mother trying to figure out how to pay her light bill. Father God, I don't know who it is that I'm speaking to, but sweetie, I'm here to tell you that your light bill will be paid. I don't know how it's going to be paid, but I hear the Lord say it will be paid. He said, stop crying, stop worrying, stop calling people and asking them about the light bill. God is going to provide that money for the light bill. I see an individual right now who's working on trying to get to the airport. They're trying to make a flight from Miami to some other place right now, and they don't know how they're going to get it.
Don't worry about it. Father is going to be on that plane. As a matter of fact, you will be on the plane, but you're nervous to get on the plane because of COVID. The Father said that he has already healed you from COVID. And when you get on this plane, you will not have a problem traveling because of COVID, because the Father will be with you. He said he's going to put up a protective hedge around you where you will not have COVID problems. You will not have COVID going on the plane, and you will not have COVID coming back off the plane. I see a church mother right now. She's getting ready to work on a project for the church. The Father said that he told me to tell you, well done, my good and faithful servant. He said that he sees the project that you're working on, and he's going to see that that project is completed from beginning to end. He said he's going to make sure that that project helped many people in the church right now. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I see a pastor getting ready to quit the ministry. Oh, hallelujah. No, it's not the time to quit. Come on, somebody. Father God, he, all of us right now, he said there is a labor that he needs right now. He said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. So don't give up your ministry, you individual, you pastor. Please hold on to your ministry. I know the buildings have been shut. God. I know the rent has to be paid. I know some of your bills are behind. But the Father said if you trust in him right God. Now, he said he will guide you on a way to get your money set up so that your buildings for the church will be able to prevail. He said there will be no evictions in your church. He said there will be no foreclosures on these churches. If you just line your word up with the word of God, and you just have faith in God, and you just trust in God. I know there's some pastors out there right now who's really are on the burning edge of a burnout. Right now, we rebuke that spirit of burnout on the pastors right now. The individual that wants to close his church, he's on a burnout, but I rebuke that spirit of burnout. I rebuke that spirit of heaviness. I rebuke that spirit of tiredness. Right now, this is not of God. God said he did not give you spirit of fear, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. So I call it all that you will have the strength right now. Father God, come on in, come on in, come on in. Lord, I see right now who is playing with a handgun. It's a 13-year-old right now, and he found it in a dumpster right now. Father God, I ask that that gun be taken from that individual. I pray that there's no bullets in that will ricochet and kill an innocent person right now. Father God, I see another individual right now, a kid that's looking for food, Father God. Let him be able to go to a neighbor's house, Father, and he's asking for food because he's in a house by himself. His mother's working during the day. Father God, let the neighbors knock on the door and bring him a plate of food right now, Father God. Let him not go out in the streets and give the wrong crowd just to get a plate of food right now, Father God. Father God, I see a woman right now, Father God, and she is trying to take care of a child with ADD. Father God, let her know that you are going to be with her to help her with this child. This child is a handful because the child has ADD. But Father God, let no medicine come and try to straighten that child out, because Father God, you are the medicine. So I send you forth to that house right now with that mother,
God. Hallelujah.
So that you can help her with that child and not on medication right now. Let her not put her trust on medicine right now. Let her not put her faith in the medicine right now. Father God, I see an individual right now who's a father right now, Father God, and he has lost his job as well, Father God. He has lost his job because he was in fear of going back to work right now, Father God, and he has been on unemployment right now, Father God, and he's questioning what should he do right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you open up the doors of heaven right now, Father God, and give him a job that will be sufficient enough for his family. He's trying to feed a family of five right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you open up the door right now, Father God, and give him another position where he can feed his family. I see another young man is getting ready for a promotion. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and you don't
God.
Want
hallelujah.
A promotion. coming to you, but you've been wondering and pondering. And the Lord told me to tell you to stand on faith right now. And the Lord told me to tell you to go and let the supervisor know that you are eligible for that position, that you are eligible for that promotion. The Father told me to tell you that the boss just needs you to recognize who you are in Christ. The boss needs you to recognize your strength and your abilities for this promotion. The promotion has been on the table, but the boss has been holding that promotion because he's waiting on you to walk in the office and say that you can handle that promotion. Sometimes we got to be assertive about certain things when we know we're eligible for them. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. I see an individual right now. She's getting ready to start her business right now. And the Lord told me to go ahead and tell you it's your season right now. You have started this business before, and it didn't come to pass because it was not your season. But the Lord told me to tell you it's your season right now. He told me to tell you to stand on faith and go ahead and pursue that business because of it being your season right now. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I see an individual in the hospital right now who is struggling with COVID. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke COVID right now. We cast it out and cast it back to the pit of hell from where it came from, because COVID is not of God, but health is, and God loves a healthy individual. When God made us, he said it was good, and God did not create us with COVID, so the devil is a lie. We rebuke that illness of COVID right now. I see an individual with pneumonia. We rebuke that spirit right now.
God
not ordain you to have a pneumonia, nor will God allow pneumonia to take you out. We rebuke that pneumonia and we cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came from right now. I see an individual right now who's getting ready to go on a trip, and that trip requires them to do some missionary work. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord told me that when you start this missionary work, he said, take off running like you never run before, because you're going to help a lot of souls on this missionary trip. You're going to help a lot of people come to Christ on this missionary trip. And he said, stand tall and be strong. Be bold like Paul. Go out to the hallways and byways and preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have my pastor on, Pastor Camilla. If there's anything you need to bring out, if the Lord is talking, come in, come in, come in, come in right now, Pastor Camilla. Come on in. Come on in. If there's anything the Lord has laid on your heart, go forth with it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for letting us know that it's a time for prayer. Father God, we pray, Father, that even as Pastor is praying, God, that other believers are praying right now, right along with us, Lord God. They're praying wherever they are, Father God, and that you are hearing a mighty roar from your people praying out, calling on you, Lord God, to move over those on our life and all around us, this world and this country, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that, Father God, you will reach and touch and bless them, Lord God. Father God, we pray for every family on today, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will move, touch, heal, and deliver. Father, we stand on your word. We trust in you, Lord God. We know, God, that you are our shepherd. We know, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, we are healed and delivered. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every prayer that Pastor prayed out on today. Father, we know that it's already done and already well, Lord God. Give us strength, Father God, to continue to stand, to not give up, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, who may be listening to the prayer on today, Father God, that the enemy is telling them, Lord God, that their life is not worth nothing, Lord God. We bind the attacks of the enemy on this afternoon, this day, Lord God, that he shall not prevail, but that person will be victorious through that situation. They shall live and not die. Lord God, even I pray right now, Lord God, for our families, Lord God. So many families are going through so much right now, Lord God. They're going through
trials and struggles and health issues, Lord God. But Father, we know, Lord God, that you are right there right now, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, even right now as we're praying, Father, I pray for my brother, Lord God, right now, Lord God. I bind that spirit of suicide off his mind right now, even as I pray, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that as we're praying right now, Lord God, that you're going in his bedroom right now, Lord God, and you're taking that spirit and desire out of his heart, Father God, that he should live, Lord God, that sickness that he's dealing with his kidneys, Lord God, that it would not take him out. Lord God, help him to begin to call on you, Father. Right now in that room where he's at in his home, Lord God, I see him now thinking all kind of crazy thoughts, Lord God. But Father God, I bind him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, allow him to bow down on his knees and call on you so you, Lord God, can heal his body, Lord God, and strengthen him, Lord God. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch, Father. Father, allow him to be the father that he needs to be for his son, Lord God. Father, we pray for our loved ones on today, Lord God. We pray and we ask you, Lord God, to move and touch, Lord God. Our families are going through so much, Lord God. And Father, as we're standing here praying for others, Lord God, we ask that you will bless our families, Lord God. Bless our siblings, Lord God. Help us to reach them, God, to bring them in to you, Father God. We're calling on you right now, Lord God. Father, I know you know, God, the problems in our heart, Lord God, the heaviness of our heart, Father, to hear of our siblings, our parents, our people around us, Lord God, that are going through situations. So, Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would help us, Lord God, to stand, to know that you're moving on their behalf. Father, we bind anything against any young woman right now that is in a situation right now that they're being abused at the hands of someone who say that they love them, Lord God. We bind it right now, Father. We ask that the hand of the abuser be stopped, Lord God, that the woman will be able to get out of that situation right now, Lord God. We pray, God, that you would even shut the mouth of the abuser, Lord God. We pray for every child right now, Lord God, that is in a home right now, Lord God, that are being abused, being hurt, being neglected, Lord God. We pray that you would send others right now to take those children out of those situations and to change those parents' ways, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, Lord God. We pray, Father, for even our young boys, Father, who don't have a father right now, as we're honoring fathers this week, Lord God. We pray, Father, that they will be strengthened and know, God, who they're supposed to be in your life, Lord God. Allow them, Lord God, to know that you are their father, even if they don't have their father in their life, Lord God, but you are their first father and you love them so much, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to wrap our arms around our young boys to let them know that they are wanted and needed in this world, in this community, in this country, Lord God. Help them to learn how to stand and hold their heads up, Lord God, and not look down, Father God. Help them to know, God, that they are chosen by you to do a great work for you, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, God. We pray even right now, Lord God, for Pastor Ike, Lord God. Father, we pray for his family, Lord God. We pray for him, Lord God. Father, that you would heal his mind, his soul, his spirit, and his heart, Lord God. Father, we ask that the death angel would get away from him, Lord God. Father God, we speak healing into his life, God. Change his mind, his soul, his spirit, Father. Everything around him, Lord God. Change the whole situation, God, that he could see, Father, who he is in you, Lord God. We pray, Father, Pastor, Lord God. We pray for every other pastor around the world, Lord God, that needs to have a prayer. Pray for them, Lord God. We pray, God, that they begin to do what it is that you asked them to do, Lord God, that they will do what they're called to do, Lord God, not to do things, Father, out of selfish ambition, but, Lord God, to stand on your word and trust, God, that you're moving right now, Lord God, in this time, in this season, Father. We thank you, God, for the shifting and changing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving and breaking chains, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for freeing the captives, Lord God, those, Lord God, who have been burdened, heavy, and going through all kind of situations. God, you're giving us happiness and joy, peace, restoration in our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, God. We thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, Lord God. We pray, God, for everyone around us, Lord God. We pray for our neighbors, Lord God. We pray for those up the street, around the corner, Lord God, because we don't know what's going on in their houses. But Father God, you know what is going on in their households, Lord God. We pray for the police department, Lord God. Father God, that they will start doing what they're doing to your people, Lord God. But they will protect us in the right way, Lord God. Father, we pray for the president, the vice president, Lord God, every official, Lord God, that is governing our country, Lord God. We pray, God, that they will start doing things concerning your people, Lord God, but not things against us and attacking us, Lord God. Father, we pray, God, that the racism would stop, Lord God, that we understand that we all are made in your likeness and image, and each and every one of us are breathing your breath, Lord God, and we all bleed the same color, Lord God, which is red, Lord God, that comes from the blood, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, God. We praise you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for waking some of us up in the middle of the night, Father, to help us to sit up and call on you and to pray, Father God. It's a time to pray, Father. Help those, God, that come on this call. Don't just pray on Wednesday, but pray every day that they wake up in the morning, God, giving you praise for all that you do, Father. It's not a one day a week time to pray, but, Father, every day that we wake up, God, we need to give you praise, thanks, and glory, God, that you, God, allow us to see another day. And anyone that is connected on this call today, you better be praising God as we're praying, because somebody did not wake up today. And if you're waking up today and you on this call, that means things is not as bad as you thought it was. It is great for you. You better praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Father, we praise you, God. We give you glory, God. We thank you, God. And in the prayer, God, we can praise you. In the prayer, Lord God, we can give you thanks, God, because, Father God, you are all awesome, amazing, and you're great, Lord God. Father, thank you, Lord God, for taking the pain out of our hearts, Father. Even as I pray now, Lord God, I see, God, that you're moving over my brother, Lord God, and that you're moving over Sister D and her mother, Lord God. You're moving over the persons that have to pray for on today. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers on today. Father, you could be everywhere, but Lord God, you choose to be here in our midst, Father God. And Father, we thank you so much, Lord God. Father, you are so amazing. You're awesome. You're wonderful, God. We give you glory on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, allow our women that is on the call, Lord God, to know who they are, that they are beautiful queens in your kingdom, Lord God. Help every man to know who they're supposed to be in your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. And where that spot, Father, and Lord God, you're providing, Lord God. Father, that you're healing right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, you're great, God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, thank you, God. Yes, God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we can praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. I see you, Lord God, a healing, Father, that you're bringing peace, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the more that we pray, Lord God, the more that you remove from us, Lord God, the more that you bring into our life that needs to be there, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. I pray, God, in our homes, God, but it may be chaos and confusion right now, Lord God. Bring peace into their homes right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring peace in their homes, Lord God. Move and touch, Lord God. Bless their spouses, Lord God. Connect families, God. Unify families again. Bring the fathers back home, Lord God. Allow the mothers to be mothers to their children like they're supposed to be, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Allow our children, God, to be obedient, Lord God. And give us words, Father, to teach our children your ways, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. Father God, we thank you for
just given us another day of rain, Father God. For the land has been dry, Father God. So we thank you for the land, Father God. We thank you for the homes over our head right now, Father God. We thank you for the food that goes in our mouth right now, Father God. Father God, I just got another issue of two that just got killed at a Mueller company in Alabama. Father God, I ask that you go to that family right now. It was four that was shot and two died, Father God. We ask that you go by that house right now. Go by that family that's grieving these losses right now. Doesn't matter. Fact, Father God, we ask that you go to every house that's grieved a loved one that was lost, Father God. Whether it be from COVID or whether it be from a gunshot. Father God, we ask that those that are still grieving over their loved ones, that you go and touch their heart, Father God, and let them know that their loved ones are not dead unto death, but they're just sleeping right now, Father God. But Father God, you said in the last days, those that are fighting Christ will raise from the grave, and those that are living that's right in Christ will follow after, Father God. So we thank you for that petition right now, Father God, that we have a petition to talk to you right now, Father God. We thank you for the mediator, who's your son, who made it possible for us to rise up to Christ, with Christ, and rise into heaven right now, Father God. Father God, we just love you, and we thank you right now. We love you, and thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on a cross right now, Father God, who died and was risen right now, Father God, for he paid for a sin that he did not owe, and we owe that we could never pay for it right now, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you for Jesus Christ right now. I thank you for rising on the third day right now. I thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. Oh, Father God, we lift our hearts right now. We honor you right now. We glorify you right now, Father God, because you are our all in all. You are our God. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Father God. We thank you for your provision, Father God. And Father God, you said that if the land cry out, if you said that if the land cry out, so Father God, we cry out to you right now. Even though we may be a few in numbers, but we are big in heart right now, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Right now, because we know that if our prayers go up right now, Father God, we know our blessings will come down right now, Father God. And Father God, let us pray every minute of the day right now, Father God. Every second of the day, Father God, let our minds stay on you right now, because you said in Psalms 105:3 that if our prayers will be on you, you said that you will not sacrifice a blessing for us right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us have a prayer that's always on you and not of the world. You said that if we should not be of the world. So, Father God, let us always be on you right now, Father God. And Father God, as we begin to close this prayer out, Father God, we pray that everything has been said, everything that has been prayed for will go forth. And Father God, we're going to sing the victory, because we know the battle is not ours, the battle is yours. So Father God, we're going to claim the victory. We're going to claim the victory. God, and we're going to claim it as done, and we're going to decree and declare it as done, and we're going to ask that, Father God, that everything that's not of you be moved out of our way right now, Father God. That's in your holy name, Father God, because we know that you are able. You are not a God that should lie, and neither is the Son of Man that he should repent. For Father God, your word has never came back void. You even gave us three answers: yes, no, and wait, Father God. So right now, we're not going to take no. We're going to take yes and wait right now. We're going to wait on those things of you, Father God. We're going to wait on your hand to move right now, Father God, for we know the battle is yours, Father God, and we're just going to remove ourselves out of the way. And as we close this prayer out, we're going to say the Our Father prayer and give all the glory and all the honor to our Father. Amen. Our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Any prayer request that we did not cover, and is anybody online who has a prayer request, I ask that you speak up, because, you know, the Bible said we have not because we ask not. It says knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Well, how can you seek anything if you're not seeking to find the answer? And how can you knock on the door if you're not knocking to open the door? And how can God give you something? He knows what we need, but he just want to hear you ask. So if there's any prayer request that we did not touch today, there's anybody on this line that needs a prayer request, speak. We all love each other. We're not here to tear down each other. We're not. This is a ministry of love and restoration of every single person. So I don't care if you new, old, young, short, heavy, skinny. If there's a prayer that you need to mention, put it out there. You know, my grandmother used to say, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. So if there's anybody out there that needs a prayer, call Pastor Camilla. Ask her to put your name on the prayer request. Because that's what makes a difference. When the Father hears you requesting for the prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor, anything that you want to add before we close the line for prayer?
No, I just hope that everybody will begin to share the prayer link. And don't just pray on Wednesday. Pray every day. Pray every day.
Amen.
Don't miss a day without praying to God. Don't miss a day. The day that you miss will be a day that the enemy will try to attack you. So you have to stay prayed up every day of your life. You must pray.
Amen. And you know, guys, listen, this Wednesday is just not the day of prayer. Come back tonight for our powerful study on Wednesday night study. Because the more you enter God, if you be about the Father's business, guess what? He'll be about yours. So come on back in tonight for midweek service. I know Pastor Camilla has got an awesome study for us about how to pray. You know, I always say, our Father, who art. I always pray that prayer, because that's what the disciples pray when they say, Jesus, we want to know how to pray. And he said, well, go ahead and pray. They said, well, Father, they asked him and said, how do we pray to the Father? They didn't even know. But Jesus said, go to our Father who art in heaven. He told them to go there. It's the word of God. You don't have to be sassy and classy to throw out some words. God don't want to hear the words of IQ as high as I don't know what. God just want to hear your heart. Talk to him like you talk to your friend or to your sister or to your brother or to your mama, to your dad. Father just want to hear your voice. So come on back into for midweek study. We're talking about prayer and how to pray. And I promise you, if you miss it, you're going to miss a nugget, because she really bringing that to us tonight. She's breaking it down as simple as a kindergartner can get it. And it is something powerful. It is something powerful. So please join us again tonight at Restoration at 9 o'clock. Right, Pastor?
Yes.
At 9 o'clock.
Amen.
And I promise you, it's going to be for the soul. Amen? Amen. This ends our prayer, and I ask God, I ask that the Father God keep each and every last one of you and bless each and every last one of you. This is my prayer to you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer, Pastor. Thank you all, everybody. We love you all so much.
Love you guys.
God
love
bless.
You. God bless.
See you tonight, Pastor. God bless.